in light of what the Senate has done or hasn't done,
right.
Where does that put the House?
Well, we're just going to adopt all the conference committee reports on House bills that we have, and if the Senate sends us conference committee reports on Senate bills, we'll be happy to do those as well. We'd like to see the Senate come to an agreement on an economic development bill that the House is comfortable with. I've been in constant communication with the Senate Majority Leader over there, Kevin Engler, and I suspect that if they can get a bill out, it'll be something I'm going to be comfortable with. And so I think that's where we're pretty much at. We're going to truly agree as much stuff as we can, and then we're going to hope for the economic development bill.
Even at this late date, you still can't get economic development bill passed.
Absolutely. It's not going to conference. We're beyond that point. But Kevin and I have been discussing, so I think a bill, if it comes out of the Senate, it'll be something that I'll be comfortable with and I'll be able to bring up.
When I talked to you yesterday, you were talking about waiting on the Senate. After what transpired, was there anything over there that surprised you?
No, it reinforced my position to be done at 4 o'clock. If I would have kept my members in until 2:30, we wouldn't have been able to receive a single message from the Senate that would have been able to be active upon. So I was pretty comfortable that we were able to get done at 4, and the Senate, obviously, they spent 4 or 5 hours after that in recess trying to work out a deal. And so we'll hope that they get us a bill, but we'll see what happens.
What about health care?
You know, I mean, I think there's still some discussions. I think that's a very dim chance of getting any health care this year. There just couldn't be an agreement reached.
Just in general, what is your attitude going into this last day of the session?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be a pretty relaxed day. I think at the end of the day, if we can have an economic development bill, we've got a budget bill, we've got a significant crime bill that I think is good, I think we'll have a good year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Majority Floor Leader Stephen Tilley of Perryville on this last day of the legislative session in the House chamber.